From SAP, this is Insights Matter, the show that brings you interviews with industry experts on trending topics that matter most to small and mid-sized businesses. Our guest today is Ed Cohn with Oxford Economics. Ed, welcome to the program.
Hey, Ursula. Thanks.
So where are you live streaming from today?
I am in New York City today in the Wall Street vicinity.
Ah, Wall Street. Can you guess where I'm live streaming from?
A conference room in California.
Conference room, yep, Silicon Valley, SAP offices here in Palo Alto. So Ed, thank you for coming to the program. We are going to be talking about a report from Oxford Economics. Specifically, it's about digital transformation is an imperative for small and mid-sized companies. So Ed, are you ready to dive in?
I am more than ready, Ursula. Let's do it.
Great. So first of all, let's talk about the survey. Who did you interview for this report on the readiness for digital transformation?
So we went out around the world to, I've got some numbers here. I'm going to have to look down to get the exact numbers. It's like 3,000 executives. Yeah, 3,100 execs. That's pretty good memory recall. Around the world across a lot of different industries. And those included, those respondents included a sizable sample of small to mid-sized enterprises, companies under $1 billion in sales, and then we broke those out by small, medium, and larger SMEs or SMBs, a lot of different ways to describe them. And we also had statistically valid samples for particular industries within that SME category. So a pretty hefty sample and allowed us to do some fun stuff with the numbers, which I guess we're going to discuss.
Yeah, and I see like from the survey, I think like not quite half of the responders were below in revenue 500 million. And then you had a subset that was 500 million to a billion. So it's a good focal point that we can talk about in the report, just so that our audience out there kind of understands where they might fit into this spectrum.
Absolutely, because you know a company with $250 million in sales probably has less in common with maybe a $750 million company than the 750 does with $1 billion. So we wanted to segment it so we could give people meaningful information about where their company slots in.
And then also, you know, region-wise, where were these respondents? I know that you had a significant amount from like Latin America and Asia, Pacific, North America. Does digital transformation differ by region?
You know, there are some differences. What we see a lot in our research is when you have a broad secular trend like digital transformation, there aren't that many differences because it's happening to everybody at the same time. Now, North American companies are a little further along than, say, those in Asia or Latin America. EMEA is close behind the US and Canadian markets. The real differences we saw were by industry, and we can talk about that a little bit now if you'd like to, or later in your show.
Yeah, I only brought up the whole thing to discuss just the globalization of your report. It's just interesting just to see you know, the different regions and what they're doing. But let's talk about, you know, digital transformation as a whole. How critical is it to the survival of a company?
Well, it's viewed by the companies themselves as a survival level issue. And I think we got a graphic we can look at where we show that smaller companies are willing to say now that it's a survival level issue, although it's not as serious for them today in their own minds as it is for their larger peers. In a couple of years, it becomes absolutely survival level for a vast majority of these companies. And that's an interesting, it's one of my favorite questions we've asked, and we collaborated closely with SAP in writing this survey instrument, and I think that was actually the wording that they offered. It certainly has a dramatic ring to it, but it tells you something about how seriously people take this. It's not just your usual five-point scale to it matters a little to it matters a lot. Survival level says a lot, and people chose that top answer. People chose that. This is absolutely an imperative to survive.
So I like how you pinpointed on survival here. So what aspects of the transformation study did your research cover?
So we looked at a broad spectrum. Let's talk for a second about what does digital transformation mean. What we've seen here at Oxford Economics is it's one of those buzzwords that everybody embraced And then people kind of backed off it for a year or so. So let's find a different term. And then finally, everybody said, you know what? It's what everybody calls it. It's digital transformation. So when we say digital transformation, we mean something more than just investing in digital technology. We mean applying the principles of the digital organization across the enterprise. So not just using technology, but using technology to inform the way you do business, your business processes, your approach to talent, your product development. So it becomes sort of the Silicon Valley model, but not just tech-oriented. Things like culture, failing fast, and making decisions in a distributed way. So what's interesting to us about this part of the study is smaller companies should have some inherent advantages, almost definitionally, when it comes to operating digitally, in that they should be able to make decisions quickly. They should be able to have a healthy, coherent culture. And so we're going to talk about some of the ways they need to catch up and some of the challenges that they face. They're not as big. They don't have as much money. They don't have as much expertise. But if you're at a small to mid-sized company, you should take heart and say, you have some built-in advantages that should help you transform into a digital enterprise.
Sure. So let's focus first on those challenges. So what kind of challenges do these small and mid-market companies face?
Same challenges I face every day, Ursula. Not enough money and not enough talent. But, you know, they don't have the big budget. They don't have giant tech budgets. They may not be organized for change management and rapid transformation. They probably don't have a chief digital officer. They're probably running everything through IT. And then these specialized skills that we'll talk about more later, that you're going to need to be a truly digital organization, they may not have them in-house. They may not have the training resources to develop them, and they may not have the budget to get them overnight. And so we will talk about what some of those skills are, but those are some of the challenges they face. They lack the change management skills and leadership that a larger organization may be able to produce in-house or bring in a professional services firm to help them create across their own culture. So they have resource challenges.
Yeah, and I always find that when I speak to these companies, you know, they all kind of understand that they need to digitally transform, but they're complacent in the status quo of where they are, what they're doing. They don't want to rock the boat because the employees know how to work the dated systems. And, you know, what could you tell this audience, like, you know, just push that button, like, will these efforts pay off if they go down the digital transformation route?
So we've already seen that they think it's essential. Now, why do they think it's essential? Because they are seeing in their own organizations, on the somewhat limited basis that they've been able to affect this transformation to date, and also among their competitors, they are seeing payoffs on the business end. They're seeing new products and services brought to market, and they're seeing that happen faster. They're seeing higher rates of a better cultural fit. People want to work in these companies. So they're seeing results. We also cut the data by the high performers in terms of financial performance, people who make more money, which is, you know, after all, why we're in business. And that's who we all aspire to be. And there's a strong feeling you're going to need to be digital to be a high financial performer tomorrow and the day after tomorrow.
So then what were these key findings from the report? I know there were several here when I was reading through it. Can we touch on, I think there's like four or five of them. Can we touch on those?
Yeah, well, we looked at key findings, and we also looked at what the best companies are doing. And there's some overlap there. So I'm gonna look at those. I'm gonna go to my cheat sheet real quick. One of the things that we found is obviously technology is essential, right? So we say technology is not everything in digital transformation, but it's called digital transformation, right? You got to start with the tech, and you got to be, you got to get good at it. You got to get the right tools in there. You got to invest in the right stuff, and you have to use it well. So that's one. But immediately after that, or 1A, is that human capital matters. You need the people who can do the work this way, and you need the culture that flourishes and allows the use of the technology to be as valuable as it can be. And then the other finding is the one we just hit on at the beginning, which is it drives performance. Transformation drives performance. If you do this, you will be a more successful business. And so those sound very broad. They are very broad, but they're rooted in the data. Those are the abstractions of what the numbers tell us. So those are not just the principles we went in to prove or to test. Those are the findings from the data.
And I think, like, you know, the one thing I got from the report is, like, for small and mid-sized companies, they have fewer resources than large companies. And, you know, they can be more agile, and there's pros and cons, but they need to be strategic and precise in the decisions and investments they make. And I think that's the toughest thing is just, as I said before, like pushing that button to be able to just take that next step.
So I was sort of listing out two different sets of things you want to do. And one is the three we just ran down, right? Focus on tech and get your people right and understand that you're doing it for a reason. You're headed into the other list of four, which is what the best companies, what the leaders are doing. So we cut the data and we said, who's the best at all of this? So we had a lot. So we had about 3% of companies who we identified as being the most proficient, the furthest along at digital transformation. And what we found there, rule number one, how do you do it, is exactly what you said, have a plan. Don't look at it as we're gonna buy some tech and maybe we'll do some training. Have a coherent approach to digital transformation, have a strategy. And then closely related to that is how you execute that strategy. So there is a two-level architecture, a bimodal architecture, where you are actually saying you're solving the problem of how do we change everything without screwing everything up, right? So you have an approach to technology that is sort of two-tier. And one of those tiers is keeping the lights on. You got stuff you do well, you're using technology that works well for you and for your customers. Keep at it, man, do that. But then you should also have that second tier, that second approach, which is rapid transformation. And so you let IT do IT's job, and then you have an approach to the transformation where you have maybe a specialized group that is dedicated to transformation across the enterprise, and you let them do their thing. So you don't have to break everything in order to fix everything. Now, number three, I mentioned customers. The best companies at digital transformation put their customers first. They say, you know, it's all about business performance, and you don't perform unless your customers are satisfied, unless you're growing with new products and services. So they're looking at digital as a way of reaching the customer, empowering the customer, and giving the customer what they want. And then the fourth we've covered is prioritize talent. Don't just say people matter. Say we have a plan that includes talent development.
So for some of these companies, and I might go a little off topic here, do they need to bring in an outside resource to help with all this? Because sometimes they can't do it on their own. And I know here at SAP, we always say, hey, we have our partner ecosystem. But is that, did you find in the report, did people inherently, were they able to digitally transform, you know, with their current resources, or were they bringing help?
You know, in this particular study, I don't think we looked too closely at the question of where you're getting the resources. But as I say, we do a lot on digital transformation. People are turning to third parties, whether it's vendors and their support systems, whether it's professional service firms. They're also creating groups within their firm. We've done work where we've seen that people are working with universities. They're working with not just consultants, but sort of technology hubs. They're putting resources in Silicon Valley because, say, where I'm from in North Carolina, they don't have enough engineers with the specialized training. So they're seeking out talent. So it's kind of all of the above.
So you talked about like the top leaders that are digitally transforming. For everyone else out there in the small and, you know, mid-sized company audience, you know, what is the actual transformation imperative for them?
Well, as we've discussed, it's survival. And it was really interesting to me, and I think we have another chart we can look at here. We asked people, what are the biggest forces at work on your enterprise? And almost always we throw out the top two answers when we ask that question, because it's always, you know, global economic conditions are the biggest pressure points. In this survey, the top answer was technology change, and the transition to a digital economy. And the second answer was the increasing pace of change. So, and number three was the usual number one, which is, you know, the global economy. So the forces that are driving transformation are so powerful that they're seen as having a bigger impact than even the economic cycle right now. So that's what's the digital imperative is, this revolution in technology we're seeing on an ongoing basis. It's, and that's where the pace of change comes in. It's not like, man, I'll be glad when we're done putting in this new technology and we can all go make money. It's like, what comes after that and after that?
It's a constant evolution. You got to keep up with the trends, technology, what's right. going on. But then that's how companies scale and grow. I mean, they're not going to just stay in a static environment because they do have goals of their own. So they have to evolve with the technology, and that's what digital transformation is all about.
Great. Right. Well, and then seeing beyond the technology to in that holistic way we've described.
Definitely. So Ed, thank you for joining us today. It's been an insightful conversation about small and mid-sized companies and how the imperative around digital transformation. If you'd like to take the audience out there, if you'd like to take a closer look at this report, we're gonna put up a website here that you can go and check it out. And tune in next week. We are gonna have part two of my conversation with Ed, where we're gonna finish our conversation about this report on the digital transformation of small and mid-sized companies. But Ed, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
To watch more of these shows, go to growthmattersnetwork.com.